Welcome to the Basic Business AI Podcast, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, William Downs. We bring regular business owners like you, like me, to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. Better Business AI. I'm going to start that over. Basic Business AI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher home? Basic Business AI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 5 to 7 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Sebastian Knight. He represents OneTake.ai. He has an AI program that turns raw footage into professional presentations. We'll ask him a little bit about that. And then we're also going to get into like just some basic AI questions. Hello, Sebastian.
Hi, William. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
For sure. Let's see here. So we always start with this question. How is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
So to give a little bit of context, my industry right before I started OneTake was the free entrepreneurs movement. It's a company that sold online training and group coaching. And the way AI has changed the game is that it used to be I would spend out of a year, several months worth of work just editing my own videos to create video products or to push videos on YouTube, create audio podcasts and all of that. And AI has changed the game for us because it enables us to create a lot more while spending a lot less on the in the weeds of editing videos manually.
I love that. Yeah. And as somebody I used to video edit was one of my jobs years ago, I know all about like spending that time going in and editing and doing all that stuff and tweaking. So I'm actually excited to try your product. I just found out about it when I was reading about you yet last night. So can you tell me maybe a little bit more about maybe some of the challenges of working with AI, maybe some people's preconceived ideas of AI and you know, maybe a little tip here or there that, you know, you think maybe somebody could benefit from knowing?
Yeah, so I'll talk about the opportunity and again give a couple of tips. The opportunity that we have now is that we have these impossibly smart systems that can take care of the menial tasks. So most people are somewhat fluent with ChatGPT or at least aware of it, and they've been using it to write this email that you have been procrastinating for weeks or write a proposal for a potential customer. And what most people don't realize is that anytime there is a task that you spend a couple hours of work that you hate doing, and it's very repetitive, it's very possible that somebody has come up with a smart AI system to fix that. I'll take our example. As I said, I was spending a ton of time editing videos myself, and I noticed that for a lot of our business clients, they had the same issue. It's like, if you want to have a 10-minute YouTube video, it's going to take you the entire weekend or like 10 hours worth of work to try to remove every time that you stumbled, to try to get the audio to sound better, to add like titles and text when there's important stuff you want people to remember. And this is stuff that we found when we started OneTake. We could train an AI to learn to take that raw material, like you just record yourself with your webcam on your laptop or your smartphone, and turn that into something that looks like you spent the 10 hours editing that. So that's the opportunity. I think most people, the difficulty they have is, I call that allowing the tech to give you homework. It's when you think, I'm going to use this tool, but first I have to figure out which videos I want to shoot before I use a tool that edits my videos. or they think I'm going to use like ChatGPT or whatever other chat-based AI, but first I need to figure out my marketing plan so I can ask you to write the content. And so what I think is a smarter way of doing it, and I've been doing this for a long time now, is I have a second screen, but you could also just have your windows by side by side. And on my second screen, I have my chat assistant there all the time. So our software is geared toward content creation. So we have an assistant that learns from everything you've recorded before and helps you find the idea. What is the marketing plan? What is the product? What is the email that you should write? And instead of sitting on your own and thinking, oh my God, if only I knew what work to give to this powerful AI, I think a better way to think of it is, imagine that you just hired a super smart intern. They just came out of college. They love learning. They've read all of Wikipedia, all of the works of Shakespeare, all the business books in the world. Like, they have PhDs in all kinds of fields. They're super smart. And you wouldn't just let them sit in a corner while you figure out what work to give to the super smart intern. You would get the super smart intern in and say, look, I'm very busy. I want you to help me grow my business. Find a few ideas, and maybe I'll tell you which ones I want to execute, and then go ahead and execute them. So I think if you have this mindset that you're actually hiring the AI to do a job for you versus yourself trying to figure out what could I be using AI for, then it will be much more valuable.
No, I think that's genius. Yeah, that is definitely a thing. I feel like sometimes it is, there is a balance, isn't there, of like relying on AI and then using it as a tool. So let me ask you this. So your product, it has a free trial, is that right?
Yes, it's without a credit card, anyone can go to just try.onetake.ai. And on this page, we can upload, like, record themselves or upload the video they've already done and watch the AI edit it for them.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. You said before we started recording that you're going to take this recording and run it through. And I'm anxious to see the results of that. That'll be fun. So I don't edit our podcast, but I'll be curious to look at how, you know, if you beat our editor on finishing it. Does it automatically do it? Does it just literally, you give it the footage?
Yeah, you can just send it like a connect it to Zoom and grab the recording from Zoom. And the reason why I do that, I love to do that on my podcast, is that A, you have the sound, it will harmonize the sound between all the speakers and remove the background noise. So today is fine, but last time I was recording, the neighboring building decided to start like piercing the walls. So you have this awful noise. So I could hear it, but on the final recording, you don't hear it at all because the AI fixed the audio so that it sounds much better. And then also removes like the stumbles and the stutters and the mistakes. And if you have, what happens sometimes if you have like a couple of people recording together is like somebody will drop the mic or the camera will move and you'll talk about that. You don't want necessarily this in the output. So you need the AI to be smart enough to figure out, oh, that is actually off topic and it should be taken out of the recording. And it's very powerful and able to do that, yeah.
Very cool. Well, I'm definitely going to check it out. So, all right. So let me ask you this. What do you think is the most exciting for you for 2025 as we enter into that? Where do you think things are going? What are you excited about next? Obviously, you've got a product that you're getting out there. Is there like some other things that you're like, man, once we get this locked down, I've got this other thing I want to do? Obviously, I'm not asking you to share some secret sauce, but do you have any particular like general AI things that you're like, oh yeah, this is like the next thing?
I think there's a thing that I think is going to change the game for many people that were still a little bit ambivalent about like getting started with AI. And it's over the course of the next year, more and more of those AI models are becoming more proactive. So I'm gonna give a couple examples. Right now, as I mentioned, most people are like giving a prompt for the AI to do something for them. Or if you're using, say, our tool, you give it the video and then it does the editing for you. What we've been looking at is that as our AI is editing your video, for instance, it kind of learns like, okay, William has all of these podcasts with these guests on all of these themes. And we found that if we give offline some additional time to our AI to kind of think, in French, we call that l'esprit d'escalier. It's like the party is over, you're walking home, taking the stairs down. And as you're going down the stairs, you're thinking of the perfect comeback that you should have said 3 hours ago at the party. And we've noticed that if you give the AI this extra thinking time offline, it can come up with some very valuable suggestions because it learns about like what, in your case, what the podcast is about, what could be other themes or other guests that would be interesting. And so I believe that having the AI be able to provide some like proactive help, like to notify you and say, hey, I just thought of something that could be useful, that's going to be a huge game changer. So that we've been working in that direction.
That's fascinating. That's fascinating. I'm actually, like I said, really excited to try your product. So let's see here. I guess, I mean, like I said, we keep these super short. So I think maybe now is probably the best time to just have you do, like, if you have a pitch, like your quick elevator pitch of your product, you feel like you haven't kind of been able to do yet, now's the time to do that and shout out the website again.
Okay, so this is for small business owners, people that want to get to promote something online. And the way we've built it is we realized that content marketing is the key. Like if you're doing video, podcasts, that's how people find you. And also that's how they decide amongst all the solutions. So earlier you mentioned that there's a sponsor for this podcast, like Anabots. And on their homepage, they have like an FAQ. Do you can AI answer my phone? How does AI voice work? Things like this. Each one of those would be a perfect content marketing piece. And the way we build our software is to be able to give you those ideas. Okay, you should record this video. And then you can just hit record. You don't have to do a lot of like preparation because you know the AI is going to catch the mistakes and remove them and make it a professional result in the end. So if anybody wants to try that with one of their own videos or just record with their webcam and try it out, instead of going to our main website, which is the www.onetake.ai, which is the, well, you get the paid subscriptions. This is a new page we have, which is try.onetake.ai, where you have no need for a credit card or anything. You can just upload any video under 10 minutes and just get it edited as a preview of what our AI is capable of doing.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you, Sebastian. So that's it. We're going to wrap from here. Thank you, Sebastian, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about Sebastian, his product, by going to onetake.ai. So thank you to our listeners. And if you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies or topics around AI, we'd love to have you on an episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI. We can represent that and we represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. You can apply to be on a future episode of Basic Business AI by simply going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more about Anabots at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. And by the way, if you like the episode, tell your friends. And that would be a stop. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm actually like super excited to send your to send your podcast off, because I know our team that edits, like if they're like, hey, we can just do that, like if it's that turnkey, it'll be really exciting to see. And I know that like the tech that's out for making audio better, I use that for like just stuff I record personally. Sometimes I think Adobe has something, Apple has something where it just boosts the broadcast types.
What's the quality? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I love that. And like, if you have that just built into your product, that's awesome. Like just right there.
The equivalent of a hardware upgrade without having to spend a fortune on the actual.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Can I show you what we do?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, let me. So when other people do the, let me pull this up here. So we have the Anabots that we're kind of advertising, but then we're also working on a voice chat.
So for customer service, right?
What's that?
So it's customer facing, the chats and the bots.
So it'd be like right now I'm working on, I'm not going to demo that one because it's not done yet, but we're working for a builder, or no, an inspector, and so it'll take the phone calls. Oh, I'm typing in the wrong address here. And so it'll take the phone calls and, you know, set appointments and stuff like that. So I mean, and so normally when they show off Anabots, it's like a, you know, it's a widget that goes into the corner and they can chat with it. And, you know, it access the FAQ and stuff like that and can make appointments and stuff like that. However, we're doing this audio version, so there's nothing to see, but there's something to hear. Let's see if I can get the audio patch through. Okay. Okay. Tell me if you can hear this.
No. Maybe you need to share a screen on Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
And when you share screen, they have a checkbox of whether you want to share audio.
Yeah. Can you hear me, Theo?
Loud and clear. Just to let you know,
I'm a digital assistant. Can you hear him?
I hear your voice, yeah.
Okay.
I can hear you just fine. What can I help you with today?
Let me call you back, Theo.
Okay, so I can hear it if you want to.
Theo, I'm the digital assistant for ABC Services Company. How can I assist you today?
I was wondering if I could, I've got some, my washer and dryer are leaking some sort of weird red fluid out of them. I'm not sure what's going on there. Is that something you guys can help me with, figuring out what's going on?
Oh no, weird red fluid. That sounds like a laundry mystery. We can definitely help you with that. Just to clarify, is it the washer, the dryer, or both that are causing the trouble?
Sure, both of them are just leaking this red fluid.
Got it. Both the washer and dryer are leaking that mysterious red fluid. That's definitely a head scratcher. When would you like us to come take a look at it?
Well, can you come tonight at 10 p.m.?
Sure thing. All right, so 10 p.m. tonight, just a heads up, there's a trip charge of $69 for after hours visits. Are you cool with that, or would you like to reschedule during regular hours?
Can we just do tomorrow morning? Can we do tomorrow morning at like 8?
Perfect. So tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., just to confirm, we're coming to check out both your washer and dryer leaking that weird red fluid, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, can I get your first and last name, please?
Yeah, this is William Downs.
Great. Just to double check, that's William spelled W-I-L-L-I-A-M and Downs spelled D-O-W-N-S. Is that correct?
Well, you said it kind of weird. It's William is W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Last name is Downs, but I spell that there's an E in there. So it's D-O-W-N-E-S.
Got it. So that's William spelled W-I-L-L-I-A-M and Downs spelled D-O-W-N-E-S. Perfect. Now, can I have your phone number?
Yeah, 918-978-4098.
Just to confirm, your phone number is area code 918-978-4098. Is that correct?
Yeah, you got it.
Awesome. Now, can I get your email address?
Yeah, it's wil@joshthomas.com. I'm sorry, that's .net.
Just no problem. Just to confirm, your email is wiljosh@thomas.net. Is that correct?
It's joshthomas.net.
Got it. So your email is josh@thomas.net. Perfect. Now, just to recap, appointment for tomorrow at 8 a.m. Name William Downs. Phone 918-978-4098. Email josh@thomas.net. Issue both washer and dryer leaking red fluid. Is everything correct?
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter in this case, but it's Will, W-I-L, at joshthomas.net.
Thanks for the clarification. So your name is Will, spelled W-I-L-L, and your email is will@joshthomas.net. Is that right?
Yeah, you got it. Thank you, sir.
Awesome. So just to recap one last time, appointment for tomorrow
hey,
at 8 a.m.
I gotta go.
Name
Thank
Will
you
Downs,
very much.
Phone 918-978-4098.
Hey.
Email will@joshthomas.net.
He's not letting me interrupt
and
him.
The issue is both washer.
So anyway, yeah. So this is a demo. So it's got some.
It's a cool demo. I've heard some AI assistants. What I like here is when you say 10 p.m., it came up with the fact that there's a surcharge for after hours.
Yeah.
I have not seen other tools do this. And also at the beginning, and also one of the, so we've played a lot with the voice agent format as well. And a lot of times the agent is a bit like GPT, it tries to solve your problem. So he would have said like, oh, the red stain is probably blah, blah, blah. Instead of saying, well, when do we show up? Because it's actually supposed to be a booking or sales agent. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh yeah. As you know, it's a fine line of how much you want to put in the prompt to like make sure he stays on the rails. But then the longer that prompt gets is when he starts getting confused. And so it's like you kind of have to refine, because we've done like example dialogue back and forth, and sometimes that'll keep him on track. But then other times, yeah, you have to go, okay, we've got too much in there. Now he's getting lost. But this integrates with text as well. Like one of the things, he didn't do it this time because I don't think I asked him the right way. But on certain things, he'll go, hey, can I send you a video link? That's something you could probably do on your own. And he'll send a text right away. And he'll even confirm that you've received the text, which is one of the things I want to actually work with on, like things like when, because there's always issues with like getting addresses and stuff like that. And like to send a text going, here's what I have for the address. If you want to text me, if I have it wrong, it's a much better like real world. You and I are having a conversation. It's like, you know what? Can you just text me that? And so that's the other thing that he'll do is if I ask him a question about the website, I can actually just say, not on this demo, this particular demo, but what I'm working on now, he can actually just send you an SMS straight away. That's just with those bullet points that he just talked about. And then we have that tagging the customer so that we know, okay, they've talked to this person and they're interested in this or whatever. So that just right now it's integrating with GHL. So, but working on some other integrations as well. So, yeah.
That's super smart. And switching to the text form factor for confirmation is something really smart, because that's what we do in real life, as you said. Yeah, that just makes sense.
Yeah. Well, thanks for letting me show you that. Thank you very much for being on here. I'm actually excited to see what you got. Do you have, will@joshthomas.net, make sure you can CC whoever else you're in the loop with on the email, but make sure you, email me, because I want to see that.
And I'll do exactly what you say, which is confirm in the chat. So to make sure I wrote that correctly.
Yep. Yeah, I'm still getting used to that, because I'm actually I'm sort of more of a contractor right now, and so I'm kind of back and forth. So I've got a couple different email addresses. So yeah, it's joshthomas.net. Yeah. Oh, you know what? It's one L.
One L.
It's
yeah.
One L. Yeah. Yeah. It's one L. Yeah. I need to tell them to set me up an alias so that that doesn't become a problem. Yes.
Okay, I'm copying the new one.
Perfect. Well, cool. Well, thanks again. I appreciate it. This was painless, hopefully.
Was great. And you're better at this than you thought. You said, well, I don't know, it's one of my first views, but yeah, it sounded very.
It's my second time, and Josh, the owner of the company, was like, "Why don't you do these podcasts?" And I was like, "I want to do podcasts. Like, it's like a separate thing I want to do. I want to do a whole thing with, I call it Whelp Desk. It's like helping people with tech stuff." So I've been in programming, animation, and design, and I love all that stuff, and I love helping people. And he's like, "Just do this podcast. It'd be good for you." And I was like, "Okay," but like I said, you might like decide you don't want me on it. And the first one I did last week, I messed up a lot. This time I feel a lot better because I'm like, well, it gets edited, so I don't have to worry about that. It was more about, can I read this without completely going so thank you. I appreciate the encouragement.
Thank you, Will. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.